What's the feel like this training camp had been compared to maybe last couple of years that you've been here?
For me, it's a lot of excitement. There's always excitement every year at the beginning of training camp, but this year it's a little bit different. I haven't been to the playoffs since I've been a Titan, and this year, we've made so many changes. I think Coach said early in the beginning of the offseason, it was like 20 new guys on the team. And the sad part about that for us is guys playing is we lose a lot of our friends and guys that we become cool with over the last 3 or 4 years. But things are looking up. We've added Delaney Walker, guys like Kevin Walters, Bernard Pollard. So a lot of guys that can help us win. So I think there's a lot of excitement, and a lot of guys are looking forward to what we can do in training camp and how we can come together, because with the new guys, we have to gel and start to build that chemistry.
Delaney was saying yesterday that this kind of feels like a turning point. When he was at the 49ers, he kind of compared it to that. This is when we started going on our run. Do you kind of feel like you're at that turning point?
Yeah, definitely. This is the most excitement I've had going into a training camp since I've been here. And as a player here, it makes it a lot of fun. We're going in. There's going to be a different level of practice, as you guys saw during OTAs and during minicamp. So we're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to just raising our game. We know when you've been losing, you have to do something if you want change. So we've already made the changes to the roster. Now it's up to us as players to go out there and compete on the practice field and improve and get better.
What's an adjustment like, Jason? That off period where you're just kind of working out on your own to now, you know, you got curfew every night, you know, it's going to be regimented, more scheduled. What kind of adjustment is that?
Oh, it's devastating. but it is an adjustment. I have a 7-month-old daughter now, so for the past 4 weeks, I've been spending a lot of time with her and my fiance. So you got to get used to sleeping in a hotel room. You're away from your family. You get about an hour and a half to 2 hours of your free time at night. So it's shrunk down a lot. But the positive is you get to build that camaraderie with your teammates. We'll all be around the building all day, every day. So you know, with us, there'll be a lot of jokes going on in the locker room, and guys are having fun and starting to build that bond. Yeah, we want to come out this year and be able to set the tone as a defense. And we've discussed that in our room amongst us as in DB room. And we want to be able to come out there and put our offenses in good position to score points and get us ahead. And we know as a defense, if we go out there and we set the tone early, we get the fans involved in the game, and the game is flowing the way we want it to flow. So as a defense, we can definitely set the tone, and we can use our offensive line to continue to build during the game and push us through. But we feel like we can do some special things on defense this year.
You're anxious to see how it plays out on the side opposite from you and quarterback with several guys in the competition, and how much it could help for that guy to present himself sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting. Me and Vern was talking earlier in the offseason. Me and him have competed for the position probably for last year was the first year that we hadn't competed for one spot opposite. Usually been Courtland Finnegan. So like we said, competition is going to raise everybody's game. So not only are those guys competing on that side, but as they're improving, that's going to continue to push me to improve to make sure that they're not coming onto my side taking my spot. So I just think overall this past offseason, we pushed each other because the competition is raised. When you bring in better guys, now you have better guys compete with one another, and everyone wants to put their best foot forward.
Hey, Jason, did you hear about T. Wood, what happened with him last night?
Yeah, I read that story. That's pretty impressive that he was able to do that and still show up to camp on time. So just that speaks very highly of him that he would be riding down the street and see something like that and be able to put his life on the line and to save another family. So that's a special occurrence.